When it comes to wind farms, developers need much interaction with rural landowners. Those landowners often have little knowledge of the process, along with many questions like, what is it like to live around a wind farm? The National Renewable Energy Laboratory is helping to answer those questions. Jan Kochis, a Colorado crop and livestock farmer, is chair of the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. Her farm includes turbines and a transmission line in Elbert County, Colorado, where Xcel Energy Colorado is building and will own and operate a 600-megawatt wind facility. The wind farm will power electricity to about 325,000 homes once fully operational. Coaches can see the turbines from her home, and she explains what it's like to live around wind farms.
I can look out my kitchen window and I can see five of them. I like them. I think they're majestic. So, of course, they will have a blinking light on the top because they're 250 feet tall. But I don't anticipate, since they're at least a mile away from our house, that we're going to hear them unless we're over there standing underneath them. And that's what I tell people, I say, because they're objecting. Don't you think they're going to make you sick or go crazy? And I said, well, I'm not really planning on it.
Wind farms provide oftentimes a much-needed boost to rural economies. Coaches says the economic benefit comes in three parts.
Right now, there's like 320 people working on this job, and they're staying in the surrounding towns. They're eating at restaurants, buying food at the grocery store. It's a real boost to the local economy. And Elbert County itself collected $4.3 million in building permit for the wind farm and $500,000 for transmission. So then that's an economic benefit to the county. The county will also benefit from additional payments from property taxes.
For folks living around proposed or developing wind farms, some may have concerns about the facilities. Coaches says that as the process moves forward, be involved in the progress and get to know the developers.
Get acquainted with the workers and be courteous to them. They're doing their job, and we have had no difficulty at all. I think that it's something that is good for the state, the county, because we're developing renewable energy to complement the other forms of energy, but it really is a rural economic development opportunity, which benefits farmers and ranchers kind of as a supplement to their income.
Coaches adds that for the project in her community, the turbines were manufactured in Colorado, another aspect of the project to be proud about. For more information about renewable wind energy development, visit windexchange.energy.gov. Reporting for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, I'm Michael Clements.